In today's gospel, it seems Jesus said, answered his apostles' request with two irrelevant teachings. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. And then Jesus said, basically, it is the bounden duty, and this is nothing but what you ought to do. What is Jesus implying here? How these two different teachings are combined together as the whole answer to the apostle? Actually, in the Gospel of St. Luke, in this exact 17th chapter, between verse 1 to 4, the passage preceding today's Gospel, give us the context, what they were talking about. Jesus said to his disciples, occasions for stumbling are bound to come, but woe to anyone by whom they come. It would be better for you if a millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea, than for you to cause one of these little ones to stumble. Be on your guard. If another disciple sins, you must rebuke the offender. And if there is repentance, you must forgive. And if the same person sins against you seven times a day and turns back to you seven times and says, I repent, you must forgive. It is during this kind of context, the apostle said, Lord, increase our faith. Basically, the apostle who said this request is saying, then who can do it? It sounds like mission impossible. It is in this context the apostle using his subtle way saying, nah, it's hard. Maybe there were some dispute. Maybe there were some discord between the apostles, between the disciples. However, what Jesus led is that to sin, to offend another, certainly is very, very bad. The consequence is so bad, it's even worse than put a large stone on your neck and drown yourself. But on the other hand, what Jesus is saying that when that person comes back, say, I'm sorry, I repent, you have to forgive that person. Well, be noted, there is no condition whatsoever attached. We are not able to give us a place, a position, to sit in the judge position saying, is he really repenting? I don't think he means what he said. No, Jesus said, when this person said, I repent, he used a strong, strong word. You must forgive. Well, the apostle certainly makes his reluctance sound spiritual. Lord, increase our faith. Basically, I cannot do it. You know what? Even though when I'm willing, in my mind, my body acts differently. Because even though in my mind I'm willing to forgive, but I cannot forget. It is too difficult. However, the Lord uses the parable of a mustard seed to teach the apostles. Of course, the size of a mustard seed is very small, if not the smallest. And Jesus, he is using the subjunctive mood in his response. If you had a face the size of a mustard seed, you could. Well, we all understand what is a subjunctive mood. Typically, when a person says, "If I were you," we all understand you will never be me. You are not me. So when Jesus said, "If you had a face the size of a mustard seed," we can all understand Jesus is rebuking his apostles for either they have no faith at all or they have very little faith, even smaller than the mustard seed. Well, how small could that be? Here, so we understand if we are doing the forgiveness, it's just not only something like Mission Impossible, it's like we are doing the forgiveness. It's like we've put on a performance, we've put on a show. Even we can do it now, it's like the soft wood of a bottle. You press it down, it will bounce back. You'll come back at a certain point. We can hardly keep going this way. While the apostles were trying to express, they could hardly do an endless forgiving. We need to ponder, is forgiveness only about deeds? In today's second reading, St. Paul said, "For God did not give us a spirit of cowardness, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline." Wow! A spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. We all admire, we all desire the kind of power to move the mountains, to uproot the tree and fill in the sea. That kind of power, it's supernatural. But it's not our power. This is what we receive from God. It is not based on our outward deeds or actions. God saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. His purpose, his grace, and this grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. While most of us, we would focus on the size of the mustard seed, we often forget the purity of the mustard seed. I like to cook. And I believe a lot of you like to cook. Even you do not like to cook, that's fine. I believe all of us, we like to eat. When you put the flavor of mustard into any flavor, the flavor is so strong, we can put it in that way. The mustard flavor cannot be hidden, cannot be disguised. You can instantly recognize mustard. Because mustard seed is so pure. What does it mean? It must have some relevance to our faith. When we talk about any topics regarding concerning faith, we have to ask ourselves, what do we believe, or who do we believe? If we believe ourselves, then we are acting on our own power. No wonder we have so little faith, because our faith in ourselves is totally not dependable. But St. Paul said, I know the one in whom I have put my trust, and I'm sure that he is able to guard until that day what I have entrusted to him. When St. Paul wrote this to Timothy, his beloved son, he was imprisoned. Maybe he was even chained. But to St. Paul, it is not about his purpose and not about his plan. It's about God's own purpose and God's plan and about God's grace. Then it is okay. It's fine. He could live with it. In fact, he could do so much better than only surviving. He saw this and he grasped it as opportunity to share the gospel. And he was not ashamed of it, even while he was in jail. This is our faith. When we believe in our Lord, we believe in the right person. When we believe God, we are connected to God. It is not our achievement anymore. Nothing to do with our power anymore. Certainly, we will not boast about ourselves anymore. This is what we received, and this is what we will become. Because this is the essence of the real human inward being, not human outward doing. And this will naturally become our bounden duty. We have done only what we ought to have done. My brothers and sisters, God has built his church on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. This is what we receive from Jesus' teaching. Just as the apostles received Jesus' teaching back then, are we willing to be changed? Do we desire the power to move the mountains for us? If we are only doing everything for me, mine, like iPad, iPod, iTunes, everything, then will be disappointed. However, if we are obeying the Lord's command, we are obeying the Lord's order, we can do the mission impossible. Not for ourselves, we can hardly do the mission possible. May we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. Amen.